Rock Sugar Magic is brought to you by Florida Boy, Inc. If you like Duck Dynasty or Swamp People, you'll love what Florida Boy has cooking up. It's Florida Boy, Inc., Florida Boy, Inc. on Instagram. Head over there and tell them we sent you.
Craig Mabbitt, Escape the Fate. Welcome
What's
to Rock
up?
Sugar Magic.
Thank you very much for having me. Oh, my.
Oh my God.
What happened to me?
That's really cool. What was that?
I got transported to the club for a little bit, I guess.
Oh my gosh, for people that are just listening and they didn't see that, I literally just like threw up some like freaking Ronnie Dio devil horns and everything just went colorful. And
yeah, that was awesome.
That was insane. How did that happen?
I don't know. Was it the,
is
no,
it devil?
that's not triggering it.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for coming on. I know you're in rehearsals. I know you're super busy.
All good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. First of all, we were talking right before this came on. You remembered like in 2010, you were on Sixth Sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you came in. Did you come into the studio? I think you did.
We did. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was Nikki Six, my former show, Sixth Sense. And I just, gosh, I had so much fun, but I went back because I was typing, you know, doing my research, and there you were. And it was a guy, I think it was like Simrins that brought you in. I can't think. Joey? Simrin?
Yeah, Joey Simrin, our manager at the time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's so crazy.
And he's still out there killing it.
Oh, good.
Miss that guy.
Yeah. That was super fun. So you've got this album out. You're putting something else out, like a 2.0 on the 19th, and it was just your birthday.
It was, yeah. I get two birthdays now because I got sober over COVID.
Yep. Yeah.
So my sober birthday is April 8th. My birthday is April 9th.
Oh, that's awesome.
I get to celebrate twice. It's awesome.
Happy birthday, first of all. And then is it 3 years, 4 years?
4 years.
Wow.
4 years,
oh my
yeah.
Gosh. Well, happy birthday for that. You got your chip and everything.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I do, yeah. And my brother-in-law gave me his, for my 3 year, he gave me his 30-year chip.
That is so awesome.
He's like, hang on to this until you reach your 30 years.
Oh my gosh. That's really cool. I got chills. I have a lot of people like in friends in the program, and it's just, I had the honor of like being there when they got a cake and all, you know, all this stuff. And for whether it's 5 or 10 or what, I can't remember, but like I've been to a few of those and it's pretty awesome.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Especially when you know, the type of person that never thought you'd be able to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just personally, it's a great accomplishment. And, you know, like I said, my brother-in-law, John Feldman, he gave me his 30-year chip, and he's always been somebody I looked up to. So it's just awesome to be part of that group of strong people that have the willpower to not let their addictions control them anymore.
How did you do that? How was it just you woke up one day and you're like, I'm done?
Well, I always thought I would wake up one day and be done. I knew I had a problem very early on. It was just so hard to get it under control because I'm such a yes person.
Yeah.
So being out on the road, you walk into the venue, hey, can I buy you a shot? Hell yeah. And I just straight to the bar.
Yeah.
So COVID hit and I had no excuses anymore. I wasn't at a show. I wasn't in a venue. I didn't have a tour manager babysitting me, making sure I got back to the tour bus, nothing. And I was just sitting there watching Netflix and finishing a bottle and a half by noon and passing out on the couch. And that's when I was like, you know what? This might be a blessing. I don't have anything on the books, nothing on my schedule. Who knows if I'm ever going to tour again, ever.
Yeah.
So this is a prime opportunity to finally get my crap under control.
Yeah.
And I just decided to do it. I woke up one day, like trying to quit cold turkey, didn't sleep for 4 nights in a row, started hallucinating. I'm like, yeah, it's time.
Did you have those tremors and did you have like the sickness? And
oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was, I mean, I thought I was for real hearing voices to the point where I called the police to my house and said, someone is spying on me. They're talking to me through the security camera. And the cops had to ask me, are you on anything? And I said, no, I don't take drugs. Have you drank anything? And I said, well, I'm a pretty heavy drinker, but I haven't drank in the last 4 days. Well, have you slept? And I said, no. And so when they told me that they weren't hearing anything, that's when It was the big realization where, for instance, my wife is obsessed with Dateline shows, and you always
Oh
see
my
those
gosh,
things.
I can't believe you just said that. No, wait, wait,
Yeah.
wait. Okay. We have to talk about that.
You
Go
always hear the people that are like, I heard voices. I heard them. And I'm like, okay, I'm going crazy. It's how many more rock bottoms can I hit before I finally say this? It's enough. It's enough. So.
That's very interesting. And I don't talk about this a lot. In fact, very rarely, but I had my little, I did drugs and alcohol. You know, I'm 51, so this is early 20s. So, like a long, long, long time ago, I spent a year just doing everything, which is not, I don't suggest it. I don't think it like,
Oh, I don't suggest it either, but you know.
made my life any better. Where people are like, oh, I'm glad I went through it. I'm like, no, I'm stupid. I abused my body, and I think there were some repercussions because of that. But I did meth, and I did meth, and I stayed up, for days at a time. And I remember in the shower listening to the radio. I'm singing along. I hear my roommate, and I get out. The radio's not on, and my roommate wasn't home. And I went, I'm done. I'm done. Here I am
Yep, just the
again.
weird chatter of, to me it always sounded like I was in a busy coffee shop.
Yes.
This is like faint chatter and clanking of glasses it sounded like, and I would be in a hotel room by myself.
Oof.
I'm like,
That's
I'm
I was
going
done.
nuts.
Yeah, you went through that a while. I was like, I heard that once. I'm like, oh yeah, no, I'm out. I'm out. And that was it. That was cold turkey. And it's not like I
Yeah,
did
it's fun.
it for
I
years.
don't recommend it to
No.
anyone. Yeah.
No, it was bad. But yeah, it's scary when your mind starts to go. It's scary when your body starts to go. And I was like, and I think I don't know if it destroyed my immune system enough that I had Lyme disease for 11 years. I mean, that came later, but I think there were, I got asthma after I did that. And I remember
Really?
I've never had asthma before. What is this? And certain things in my body just started breaking down. And I do think it was from that time of, and now my asthma, thank God, is under control. I don't need it when I work out, when I get in cold weather or whatever, sometimes I have it. And I know that you went through that as a kid.
I did. Yeah, I had bad asthma. I had to get called out of class twice during the school day to go sit in the nurse's office and be on a breathing machine.
Yeah, it's scary when you can't
It's
breathe.
very scary.
It's
Yeah.
very scary. Yeah. And I just, and the cold temperatures, it would activate it. I'm like, what's going on? I can't breathe. So I do think there was some, yeah, heavy repercussions from doing that, but I'm better
Yeah,
now.
you live and learn though.
Yeah,
You
you do.
know,
You definitely
if
do.
there is any silver lining from that, it is the intellect you gain. You become wiser, you learn from those mistakes, and you're able to just be a better version of yourself.
Very true. Very, very true. Yes. And I have learned. Some people don't, but definitely I have learned my lesson.
Yeah. Good.
Let's talk
Look at
about
us learning.
yeah, the most
I'm
important
so
thing.
proud of us.
Thank you. Yes. High five. yeah, you brought up something that's very important to me, Dateline.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's your wife, you're super obsessed. I have like gotten all my I live in my house and my roommate, who's, I will never watch that. That's awful. How do you sleep at night? Addicted.
That
Addicted.
sounds that your roommate sounds like me.
Yeah.
And my wife always gets on my butt. I'm not sure if I can cuss, so I'm trying to say
Oh,
like
yes, you
crap
can. It's a
and
podcast.
butt.
We're good.
My wife always gets on my ass. She's like, "Well, you like those horror movies. What's wrong with Dateline? One is Hollywood, and I know it's completely fake, and one is real life." And she'll watch the shows, for instance, Wives That Kill or something like that, you know?
Yes.
Oh, he thought he had the perfect wife. And she's falling asleep, and I'm just laying in bed wide-eyed.
Right here.
I want to change this. Her eyes are closed as soon as I try to change it. Why are you turning that off? I'm listening to it. It's so soothing. I'm like, what is the hell is soothing about this right now?
Have you seen the memes on that? It's so true. Like, it literally, it's like I can fall asleep to it. It's something now. I just got my boyfriend addicted to it. So he will literally, we're out and he'll look at me and the other night he's like, he whispered in my ear and we're out and he's like, I kept thinking he was saying date night, date night. I'm like, yeah, it's date night. He's like, Dateline. I'm like, are you kidding me? He's like, let's just go and cuddle and watch Dateline. I'm like, yes. Couldn't have said anything
It
better to
does
me.
sound like a good night for
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
We did. We went, we just left. Watch Dateline, but yeah. It's so funny. Okay, I have to talk about your vocals. I am in love with your vocals. I think you're incredible. I think you're one of the best singers out.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I freaking love the music. But
Thank you.
I want to talk about, from way back when you were doing a lot more, it seemed like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot more of the like screaming and a lot more of the growl and a lot more of the, how on earth do you sound so beautiful when you sing and are able to do that without destroying everything? I mean,
I have no idea. And I'm very in my head, like a basket case mentally, which obviously that's probably why I drank so much for so many years. But it's tough to think that, all right, I'm doing this good. I'm one of those people that I hate the sound of my own voice. So I'm always wondering if I'm doing anything correctly. But as I get a little older, I do notice if I'm doing those grueling like 7 to 8 shows in a row that I've done since I was 16 years old, I start feeling a little raspy. So I'm making it more of a point to just, do some simple warm-ups and breathing exercises and do a warm down after the gig, and that seems to help. Just taking better care of myself just in general. But I guess just a lot of practice when I was a kid. I mean, I used to just blare the music. I went to my first concert, knew I wanted to be in a band, and I got one of those, if you remember, Walmart used to have those huge like 5 CD changer boom boxes on display.
I do.
So I asked Santa for one. I got it, put in all my favorite CDs, and I didn't have a mic or anything, so I would just face the speaker and sing and scream along to all my favorite songs, and
But
then just
how can you do that? This is the thing. I try and do something at, even as a joke, and here I am like doing Slipknot at karaoke, and there it goes. There's my voice. Done. Like it's gone. So that's the last one I'm
Well,
singing.
it's a muscle like anything else, have you ever spoken to Melissa Cross by any chance,
No,
or
I haven't.
interview Melissa Cross? She
No.
does a lot of training for the heavier vocal stuff, and you just got to train it. As soon as it starts hurting, relax a little bit, take some time off, do it the next day. So just training it and repetition, and you'll eventually shock yourself with what you're doing.
Yeah, because I sing and I've sung musical theater and Broadway kind of tunes my whole life. I was in, went to school for it, did a lot of like musical theater, and yeah, I try that and it's goodbye to my voice. It scares me. I don't have
I
my
mean,
voice.
I had a pretty dope falsetto when I was younger, and the heavier vocals have destroyed that. It's like gone. I might have it a little bit here and there if I'm tracking a song and the part calls for that part. And then as soon as I start doing heavy vocals, if I try to go to the falsetto, it's just
Done.
rest in peace. It's gone. Doesn't exist anymore.
Are you one of those guys that don't talk? For like when you have a show, you just don't talk on show days.
I mean, I know people do that and it's good, but I just can't help it.
Yeah, you just
I'll walk into the venue. What's up, man? Hey, how's it going? Sorry, I'm trying to rest my voice. Well, then stop talking. I know. Sorry.
gosh. Yeah, that always it blows me away. It's probably one of the coolest things when I hear that, when I hear anybody who can do that well, there's something about it, and there's not any kind of music that puts this energy through my body when I hear somebody who can do that well. I don't know why. I don't like, I listen to everything from like musical theater and pop and rock to, metalcore, death metal, and there's something about that growl that it's like, whoa, I don't know what it is.
Thank you.
Does that
I
at
do a lot more
my,
of those growls in my other project called Dead Rabbits.
oh yeah, no, I heard. I've heard.
So I keep the majority of the growls over there.
No, I've definitely heard. I was listening to it on the way over here. So yeah.
Nice.
It's
But we
awesome.
all like different things, different styles of music, but I always tell everybody there's only two types of music for any individual person. It's shit you like and shit you don't like. Who cares what genre it is? It's just you either like it or you don't.
That's so true. Because I like pretty much everything except reggaeton. I've said that before. I can't do it.
I know. I feel like bluegrass is the one for me that I'm like, ah, I can't really get into this. But I'm
Really?
sure there's a song out there that I would actually enjoy. I just
Yeah.
have to
Yeah, you have to
deep
dig.
dive into the genre. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the album a little bit and about this tour and about
Let's do it.
the 2.0, the one that's coming out on the 19th.
I know, just posted about it out this Friday.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know. It's so
I
awesome.
was losing track of time and I kept getting the emails, hey, April 19th, April 19th. And I didn't realize it was right around the corner.
Yes.
But very excited. You know, usually when we go in the studio, there's always one or two extra songs. And the label will say, hey, we'll do a deluxe later. I don't know why there's always a cutoff of the amount of songs you could put on a record. I just sing in the band, so I don't know what the reasoning behind that is, but it's like, okay, I guess we'll do a deluxe and add this extra song or two. But we went back in with John Feldmann and we ended up finishing nine new songs. And when we started the discussion about the deluxe, it was, hey, let's pick two or three and we can save the rest for the next record. And I'm like, we're not gonna save six, seven song, half a record that we might come back and finish, what, a year and a half, 2 years from now?
Right.
I'm going to be so tired of these songs that I don't want to finish half a future record right now. So they agreed and they said, hey, let's just put it all on one. What would you like to call it? I said, let's just call it 2.0, like it's a video game DLC or something, and just put it all on there for the fans. So I'm excited for it.
I'm excited too. I'm super excited. Is there you always have your favorites, I guess, when you put something out. Do you have a couple favorites that you could talk about?
I do, yeah. There's a track called Half Breed that I really enjoy that's coming on the deluxe.
For some reason, that
I
reminds
get.
me of Cher. Did she do something like that? Did she have like a half breed like album or something?
Did she?
Something, I swear. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm gonna have to look it
Just
up. My
thought of
mom
Cher
loves
real quick.
Cher.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell my mom that it was from Cher for her.
It's just
Half Breed is one. There's one titled Weight of the World where I get pretty honest in the verses about some personal stuff. So I personally enjoy that one. And then Dearly Departed, which is a song that's already out, is kind of a full circle song for me because I had a used poster in my room when I was a kid and we got Bert to sing on that song with us.
Oh, that's
So
cool.
for me, that was like full circle moment for
Yeah,
sure.
that's super cool. And then what about the one where you get really personal? Is it just personal about sobriety, addiction, life? What is it?
Sobriety, addiction, you know, being in the band, slight little history of my position in the band, you know, kind of vaguely. It just getting honest, you know, just being myself, which feels good because music has always been therapy to me. And, you know, getting sober, you're reminded of what those escapes were before you started medicating yourself in a different way.
Sure.
And, you know, when I get in the studio, it's, yeah, we're making songs for people. We've had a career for a long time, so there's fans that want to hear your stuff. You're not unknown and just doing what you love anymore. But I'm like, you know what? I want to do a song for me.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna do it. Hopefully, the other cooks in the kitchen like what it sounds like, and we can put it on the album.
Then they did.
And then they did, yeah.
Do you talk about anything? And maybe it's gone. I know you've been with the band for so long, but when you've replaced somebody, that comes
Yeah.
with a lot of hate sometimes. I
Oh,
know that,
yeah.
you know, my
All the
boyfriend.
time, usually.
Still, are you still experiencing that?
Oh, still to this day. Yeah, it happens. Keyboard warrior type stuff all the time.
You'd think
And
eventually it'd be like, okay, like what?
yeah, it's like it's been almost coming on 20 years, you know. I think at this point I played more shows with the group than even our drummer Robert,
Yeah.
who's like the
And he's like the original, yeah, original
last remaining dude
remaining.
from like the OG 2004 lineup.
Yes.
So yeah, it's been a long time, but at a certain point, you just kind of shrug it off and laugh it off. You know, you just got to sit back and remind yourself there's a reason why I've still been able to do this for the last 20 years, and I'm
Yeah.
getting ready to release almost an entire new album's worth of stuff added on to album number 8, and I'm still out here on the road. Like, think it's working out. So,
yeah,
you know, I might not be the biggest artist in the world, but I'm able to do what I love and make music. So,
wow.
Rock Sugar Magic is brought to you by Tequila Comisario. Elevate your tequila experience with award-winning Tequila Comisario. Crafted with 100% all-natural agave, it's handcrafted and known to create tequila connoisseurs. Tequila Comisario is one of only 6 tequilas in the world to receive the coveted Platinum Award. Experience the best tequila in the world. Tequila Comisario.
Do you think, okay, now this is where I have a little hard time going in. I'm so technologically slow. Like, so I don't know. You talk about Twitch and being on Twitch, and you talk about, I hesitate to go into this because I'm going to sound so stupid, but tell me about Twitch. Tell me what it is and why you only need to have you need a PC and you don't need a Mac. So if I were to go on to Twitch or something, I have a Mac. So
I started on Mac.
Tell me about this Twitch, because I know I was listening to you talk about how it's really helped you, you know, and
for sure.
The pandemic. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, but not
do
a
you,
lot.
Do you know what Twitch is, like, in general?
I mean, you can get on, you can live stream, you can talk to people, you can, you know, that's basically.
So you could essentially be live streaming this interview on Twitch at the same time you're giving the interview, and it would have its own live chat on the side.
Okay.
Where people could interact, gift you some subscriptions so that they can get some special perks to your channel or whatnot. So you can pre-record the interviews for your podcast, but you can also stream it to Twitch at the exact same time, and it can be another platform for you to get out there. And just be on, you know?
Okay, so you can stream shows. And then I guess that's just another way to say, hey, sponsors, hey, people, like,
yeah,
we're here and we're getting the views here too.
So for me, when I started doing it, I was obviously stuck at home and bored and not going to the bars anymore.
Right.
So I'm like, well, people stream video games on Twitch all the time. Why don't I look into doing that?
That's it. Okay. That's it. That people are watching people play video games on Twitch. Okay. Yes.
And I was definitely the parent that was telling my son, why are you watching this dude play Minecraft on YouTube? I bought you the game.
Yeah.
Just play the game.
Yeah.
Why are you watching somebody else play the game that you can play? And then I find myself over COVID doing the exact same thing.
Oh my gosh, but I don't get it. I don't understand that. There is, like, PewDiePie or something that would do things and people would watch him. It was, like, one of the first, I think, on YouTube, just playing these games. I'm like, what is it to get better when you play for yourself? Is it, why do you think there's
it's
such
just kind
a fascination?
It's kind of a community of people. You find somebody that you enjoy watching, and now that I've been involved in it for so long, it kind of reminds me of, you know, when my brother got old enough that he understood the controller wasn't plugged in, and you kind of give him a turn and you're sitting there watching him play the game and you're getting excited and you're kind of beating it together. I got a sense of that. And then plus, since it was over the pandemic, you know, all the fans of the band, there was no shows going on. Everybody was stuck at home. So it was like this exciting thing to tune into and just hang out and chat and watch me play some games. And then, you know, I play some community games. There's a game called Jackbox Party Packs. It's like a bunch of mini games you can join on your phone. So it's like trivia and something that's kind of like Pictionary. And so we would do that together. And it was just nice. And then when touring started back up, I was obviously a little nervous about, what am I going to do on the road? Like, I'm so proud of myself. Am I going to be able to keep this up? And I just bring my laptop and I just continue to do that.
That's awesome. And so with Twitch, then, can you talk to people? Can you actually, like, or is it just you write them back? Or is it, can they get on?
No, you can. So you have, like, what you have right now. You got the mic set up, you have a camera on you, you can read the chat, and then you just respond in real time to whatever they're saying in the comments.
So it's kind of like doing something like a Zoom and having an audience, and then they just put in the chat and then you can talk to people that way.
Essentially, yeah.
Oh,
and then you can add different sources. You can have people join, you know, and I've done that before. Hey, let's do a Q&A session. And I, you know, create a little screen in the source.
Yeah.
And had them pop up and their face would come on the stream so that all the other viewers can now see I'm talking to somebody else.
That's awesome.
And you just chit chat.
That's awesome. What do you do when you're not doing music? And you're, I know you've got a wife, you've got kids. What do you do? What's your hobby? What kind of takes you away from everything?
Well, definitely just being with my wife and being with the kids for sure is probably my biggest. I don't even know if you can call that a hobby, but
that's not a hobby. That's your family.
It's
yeah.
It's definitely the most enjoyable things in my life. But I'm a big nerd, and entertainment has been and always will be a hobby of mine. I love going to the movies. My wife hates it. So I'll go take myself out on solo dates if there's a movie I really, really want to see. You know, video games, shows, all that stuff. Just music, writing music all the time, driving to Eric, my bass player. He plays guitar in Dead Rabbits, driving to his place and just laying down vocals. I'm always, you know, interested if somebody wants me on their track. I'm like, let me hear it. If I dig it, I'm on it. So I just awesome. Love creating.
And creating is the best. Creating is, it gives me more energy than anything. Like, even if I'm tired and I start to create, where's all this energy come from? I'm like,
yeah,
so excited, especially when I'm on something and I'm like, okay, we can do this or we can do that, or we can finding whether it's a something with work that I'm doing and I'm creating a new show, or I'm creating, like, I literally created a couple of years ago an anti-aging line and just like ingredients,
nice.
Or them up or whatever. Yeah. Right. So just, but that excitement of when something starts to go, and
oh, it's, yeah, it's my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
And the older I get, the more I understand that there's artists out there that have tons of material that they never released.
Yeah.
Because I love creating it, and it sometimes it doesn't completely destroy the excitement about what I worked on, but sometimes releasing it and then you see the reaction, and maybe the reaction isn't as great as what you had hoped.
Right.
It kind of kills your thoughts as the artist that created it for what you created. So, I mean, I wish I could just sit there and create all the time and be excited about something and then nobody else hears it. Like, maybe I'll show my friends.
Right, right, right.
That's dope, man. Are you going to release it? Nah.
Do you
it's
think
just
there's
cool to jam to?
You've written that you haven't released that could have been like massive hits? Are there people that said, why didn't you release that? That could have been huge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, tons of stuff that I still have, tons of stuff that has been released that I thought was going to be ginormous. I was super proud of. And there was a song on one of our albums called I Am Human.
Yeah.
And I was sending it to my mom and my sisters. Like, this is such a great song. It's so lovely. It's so personal. It's so empowering. I love it. Like, this is so great, honey. It's going to do great. And it did good. And the fans liked it. And then, you know, in a single world where nobody really releases full albums anymore, it's something comes out, you're pumped about it, and then a week later it's on to the next thing, you know?
It's crazy how the music industry has changed like that. It really is. It's almost like
just entertainment in general. It just,
yeah. How do you think about that? What is that? Do you think it'll ever go back to what it used to be?
I don't know. I don't know how it could.
People getting sick of just hearing. I mean, I feel like I loved back in the 80s when you'd hear a band, you love the band. They may not have had a great album, but something will come, you know, they're given a chance to keep going. Now it's like, oh, he did one song and that's it. Goodbye. You don't hear from somebody again. There's no like fostering that talent and keeping it going anymore.
I just miss the record release days, and you
would
go to the record store.
Tower Records.
And get it, yes.
You remember that?
And
you
go home,
Tower?
You'd pop it in, you'd open up the lyric book, you'd sit there, you'd learn the whole record front to back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And it, like I said, it's just entertainment in general, because I did the same thing for some of my favorite video games when they were having a midnight release. You'd go stand in the line. Meet people. Oh, what's your gamer tag? Let's play
together.
Oh my
God.
It's just, you know, it's not like that anymore. It's a bummer.
Yeah, it's interesting. I play something called 20 questions, and I just throw them out. Are you willing to play that with me?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. What? And I know you're going to say your kids, because most people do, and you should. besides your children and your wife, what are you most proud of?
Sobriety.
Awesome. Do you believe in ghosts?
I do.
Ooh, do you have a ghost story?
Do I? All right, I have a recent ghost story. You
okay,
want me
tell
to
me.
To say it?
Yeah.
And it well, I guess I won't give it away, but so me and Eric checked into the hotel in Australia. We were just out there for Knotfest. We go in, the curtains open. They start opening. We're like, oh, that must be automatic when we walked into the room. But then they start closing. Then the lights are flickering and we're laying in the bed. We're getting up. We're wondering what's going on. We're laying back down. The lights are starting to flicker again. The curtains are opening and closing. We're like getting goosebumps. Until Eric finally realizes he moved the pillow. The headboard had controls for the entire room on the bed.
And he kept hitting it.
And every time we would sit up and wonder what was going on, when we would sit back down, we would hit a button. So we were doing it.
That is
so not necessarily a ghost story, but that's the most recent time I felt, you know, goosebumps that something was going on.
No, I love it. I love it. I think that's awesome. I was like, is that candid camera? Were they playing a trick on you? Because that's what it sounded like, you know? You're just like looking around.
We were playing a trick on ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you believe in reincarnation?
Yes.
Why?
Because there's just too many similarities in things sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Like you can see things about somebody and somebody else, or even when it comes to family, you know, a family member might pass away and a new family member is born, and I'm sure you can chalk that up to genes and the similarity in genes and DNA, but there is just something spiritual about it. And that's why I believe in ghosts. I believe in reincarnation. I believe in different types of religion and higher powers. And it's just, there's no way that we're completely alone and there's nothing after. And maybe that's just what I want to believe, because being completely alone and having absolutely nothing after life is the scariest thing out of any of those other things, in my opinion.
I agree with you 100%. And I agree with believing in reincarnation and ghosts and everything out there. That was my next question. Aliens. Do you believe in aliens?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they might just be us.
I mean, I do think, absolutely. Do you think that—
Like past versions of us.
But could it be like time travelers coming back? Or do you think there's like different creatures coming and visiting Earth?
It might be. I mean, it could be what we were back then and changed into something else. I mean, I don't know what all the conspiracies and actual studies are, but I was reading something online that said this is what humans could evolve to looking like with how technology is going. And it was, our heads were getting bigger, our fingers were getting longer,
ooh,
the
like
eyes
the
were getting bigger. I'm like gray aliens.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I heard those were little suits that they like for space travel, that there were little beings in these like suits for space travel. Who knows? I don't know. I watched all that alien stuff, but I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you weren't a musician, what would you be?
Ooh. You know, I thought about a couple things before I really started touring. A chef was one of them.
Awesome.
Which, no, I'm not very good at making anything, but I was interested in doing it.
Zach from Shinedown gave the exact same answer. You guys
want
to? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought it was great. I loved waking up early and making myself breakfast. And I love being in the kitchen. And I always thought learning how to do that professionally might be pretty fun. And if not, just being a creative in entertainment in some sort of way.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I've said it a bunch of times, but a big fan of video games and entertainment and shows. And still to this day, I've always had an interest in doing some voice acting for animation.
Ooh, you should.
I always thought, yeah, I think that would be super cool.
Yeah, my dad did that. He did over 350 cartoon voices. Yeah.
Yeah, Shaggy.
That's right.
I was looking it up. Yeah.
He was on Transformers,
so awesome.
Josie and the Pussycats. Like, there's so many, right? There's so many of them. I'm like blanking right now. He was Robin from Batman and Robin from Super Friends. Yeah.
So rad.
Isn't that cool? You
yeah,
should.
Yeah, it's super
it.
cool.
You should do
I know,
it.
I would love to, because it's like, you don't have to be in front of a camera. I mean, I'm covered in tats, so what kind of role could I get anyways? I'm so used to being in the studio and talking into a mic already.
Yeah.
That sounds like so much fun. And then you get to watch the show after, you know?
It's a blast. I've done a little bit of it. I love it. I love voice work. I love being on the radio too, just being on the radio. It was so different back when I started because there wasn't cameras everywhere, podcasts or social media where you had to constantly take pictures. I mean, a little bit, but now like this, I'm like, I'm putting my makeup on. I'm, you know, getting an outfit ready. The lighting has to be right. Like it's it's so different.
It's just everything's so out there now. And I miss back then when there was a sense of mystery.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. There's something, and there's still, you can get it with certain radio shows, and podcasting is back, which is almost like it started with radio, it went to TV and movies, and now it's back with radio. And I never thought that evolution would occur. And podcasting is, and I finally got my boyfriend into it. He finally now will take a road trip with me. He hates road trips. He's like, I've been on tour buses my whole life. I'm not taking a road trip. They're awful. He's like, I'm not doing it. I'll meet you there. You can drive. I'll fly there. I'm like, whoa. So I finally got him hooked on podcasts. Finally, he's like, that was really fun. We did a 2-hour drive, which is nothing. Like I love driving.
Yeah. So now drives aren't just drives. They're a chance to hang out and listen to a podcast together.
Yes. And he's like, that's really fun. I'm like, exactly. So now he's like, where are we going to drive to next? I was so excited. This just happened, by the way. So it was a huge, huge win for
me. Nice.
Okay. Last question. What do you want your legacy to be?
Ooh, that's a tough one. What do I want my legacy to be?
Yes.
I mean, I guess I kind of already know what I want it to be, and it's very, very cliche, but I just want to be a figure that shows people that can't believe in themselves and don't think that they can do something that they really can do it. And I know that's so cliche.
It's not.
You know, it's the, oh, if I can do it, you can do it too type thing. But for real, you know, I didn't come from anything. I came from what I thought was an okay family. I get older, I realize it was a very abusive upbringing and never thought I could do anything. Was getting called out of school to be on a breathing machine. Couldn't pronounce things correctly. So after I was on the breathing machine, I was taking speech classes to learn how to pronounce things correctly. The last thing I ever thought I'd be able to do that I always loved was to be a singer.
Yeah.
I mean, asthma, can't say words correctly. What the fuck?
Did that affect you, asthma? Did asthma affect you when you sang?
At first, but then I guess I just grew out of it. I don't know. I just stopped focusing on it.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of went away. I'm very grateful for it.
Yeah. And did this,
but I don't really know how or when.
Right. And speech impediment went away too, right? It's just like when you sang, it was gone.
I feel like it's still there. Like my drummer can hear it for sure because he's been around me so much.
I don't hear anything.
I don't even know where it is, but I guess he's just been around me for so long that he can hear those little tiny things, especially when I'm in the studio tracking, the way I say certain words.
Really? Like
it sounds jumbled, I guess.
People that stutter, they the minute they start singing, that is gone.
Yeah.
You know, or people that have speech impediments, the minute they start singing, that's gone, you know? So it's very interesting. Or like even accents, you have an accent, like a very hardcore, like Irish accent, and you start singing and you can barely hear the accent, right?
So yeah, that blows my mind. It also blows my mind how good everyone else in the world is at American accents.
No, right? Why does
Americans Americans in general are not very good at any accent at all, you know?
Yeah, it's really bad. I used to do acting class and we had to every week we had to memorize a monologue and do it in a different accent, and one of the ones was Irish and I sounded like the Lucky Charms guy. So embarrassing. I mean, to get up. And then I finally made it to Ireland when I was doing Sixth Sense. Every year we went back to the Jameson distillery, if I'm not mistaken. We were there and I could listen to people speak and I finally got it like 20 years later, 25 years later. I'm like, okay, Doesn't matter now, but.
So now you have it?
I did. It's like a sing song thing. It's like, and I'd have to hear it and then I pick it up. But
so you can't do it. Let's hear the Irish. Accent,
no, it's like awful right now. But if I hear it, I can do it. And before I couldn't hear it and do it. Something changed getting older and being more in present time and just, I don't know, kind of like knowing myself better. I could pick up things faster and I picked and I couldn't believe it. It'd be so embarrassing if I tried right now, the Irish accent. It's still very, I'd have to hear it and then I could do it, but it's.
Well, we all slightly become a product of our surroundings, you know? Yeah. So even though I'm not attempting to do an accent, if we're, let's say, on tour in the United Kingdom for too long,
I just start picking
up the lingo.
Yeah.
And I start to do it. Yeah. Especially if we're sharing the road with a British band.
Yes, yes.
Oh, how do you get enough sleep? How are you feeling today? Oh, I'm feeling bloody awful, mate. And I'm like, what the fuck did I just say? Why did I say that just now?
I love that. Like with my relatives in Michigan, park the car, and you know
what? Oh, yeah, park the car.
You sound like
Don't you know? Oh, yeah, Bobby.
Yeah, my cousin's name is Bobby.
Really? I just remember Bobby's World, the show when I was growing up.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah. Well, congratulations on everything. And I'm
thank you very much.
After what, 14 years to talk to
Holy
you again.
Crap.
14 years ago, I interviewed you.
Yeah, let's not wait another 14 years.
Not at all. And when you're in LA or Vegas, please let me know so you can come in to the studio because I'd love to have you in.
For sure. Yeah, we're coming. I'm on my phone right now, but the Emo Orchestra tour that we're starting tomorrow. Yes. Day two of rehearsals today is coming.
That's
to
exciting.
LA. I believe the Orpheum Theater.
Orpheum Theater? Okay. And that, where is that? Vegas? Or I'm like looking at my Ashley, you should know. is that Orpheum is Vegas or LA?
LA.
Okay. Okay. Are you playing Vegas at all?
I don't know off the top of my head. Right. I want to say yes, but I don't know off the top of my head because this tour is different. We're playing four of our own songs and then the rest of the songs are covers.
Wow.
And it's with a full orchestra.
I saw that. That's insane.
So it sounds awesome. It's really cool. It's pretty much like a live fancy version of these popular emo night things that I'm sure you've heard of.
Yes.
So it's very exciting. It's slightly intimidating, but it's something different. And I, you know, touring almost 20 years, I've never done something like this. So I'm excited to do something a little out of the box.
I think it sounds awesome. Anything with an orchestra, the minute, like, because being from musical theater and just hearing an orchestra, the minute an orchestra strikes up, like if I'm sitting, whether it's ballet or musical theater, whatever, I start to tear up. I don't know why. I just start to.
Oh,
like,
yeah. The rehearsal day one was yesterday. I was getting goosebumps the whole time.
Yeah.
Felt like a kid again because I played saxophone. I was in the marching band.
Oh, that's awesome.
It, you know, seeing everybody set up and doing their instruments,
it
brought back a lot of nostalgia for me. So
that is so awesome. That's so awesome. Well, I'd love to see you guys. So maybe I'll come out there and watch you. And then, you know, you can come on in, bring the band.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'll let you know what the date is exactly.
Okay. Awesome. Well, wonderful. Have an incredible rehearsal. I know you're off to that. And
thank you very much.
Great tour. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it.